It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Is it not a miracle that we get to see each and every single day? I consider it a miracle because not everybody gets to have this experience of having life. If we search on the internet, we'll be able to find out that a lot of people have died over the night. A lot of people through the week, a lot of people are down with one thing or the other, but that we get to see each and every day, it's both a gift and a miracle. So I want us to take this second of your time, regardless of what you feel you might be going through at the moment. I want you to take a second of your time to begin to appreciate God. Just thank Him for the gift of life, thank Him for the gift of breath, and most importantly, thank Him for the gift of health that you get to see each and every single day. Let us appreciate God. Father, we want to say thank you for every single thing we receive from you daily, both life, health, and your divine provision. Lord, we do not take this for granted. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. And if this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's the time of the day where we get to take our devotion. So if you are not consistent with your devotion, this is an opportunity to be able to gather and fellowship with one another. So right here on this show, we share the Word of God and we share the mind of God concerning every situation of our lives. So I can assure you that you are here by divine orchestration. So if you are here and you have lots of questions, if you are here and you are worried, you are heavy laden, you are burdened, and you are feeling depressed, you are lost, I want to assure you that right here on this show, God has a word for you. He always has new things for us every single morning from His word. So I would like to specially welcome you because you're in the right place right now. And if you're a frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell everybody that it is time for our devotion. So share the word, spread the news, let everybody know. Begin to send your messages, send a link, let people listen to today's devotion. And I want to specially congratulate you for seeing another brand new day. So let's go to the word for today. Before we dive into the word, I'd like to remind you that this very segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the genuine verse of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today we'll be looking at a topic which is a continuation from yesterday's topic that says Rejecting Negative Prophecies, Part 2, from September the 10th, 2024. Rejecting Negative Prophecies, Part 2. Our hymn today is taken from Hymn 8. I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Daniel chapter 4 to chapter 5. Daniel from chapter 4 to chapter 5. And our memory verse today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 5. 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 5. Turn again and tell Ezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Again, our memory verse is taken from 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Ezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Our Bible reading today, we have two Bible readings, and the first one is taken from Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. It says, then Joshua charged them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn and with his youngest. He shall set up his gates. Then our second Bible reading will be taken from 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 20 to 21. 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 20 to 21. From verse 20 it says, and he said, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The open heaven for today says, yesterday I talked about rejecting negative prophecies from false prophets. However, sometimes a real prophet can prophesy something that you are not comfortable with. God sometimes tells us things just for our information. At other times, it is so that we can do something about them. How then do you reverse a negative prophecy if you receive them? Like Ezekiah in 2 Kings chapter 20 from verse 1 to 11. 2 Kings chapter 20 from verse 1 to 11. The first thing you can do is to cry to God to reverse the prophecy. If he listens, he will send the same prophet back to you with a new prophecy. Secondly, you can get a prophet with a higher anointing to cancel the negative prophecy. This is what the people of Jericho did in today's Bible reading. Joshua had placed a curse on the land, but Elisha was able to cancel the decree that Joshua made, because he had a double portion of anointing. Years ago, a man told me that he met a prophet when he was 44 years old, who told him all that will happen to him for the next 40 years, and that he would die at age 84. He said that everything the prophet told him had come to pass, and it was now 2 weeks to his 84th birthday. I asked if he wanted to serve God, and he said, yes. So I told him that he will live. He insisted that everything the prophet told him had come to pass. But as a higher prophet, I replied that as long as he was willing to serve God, he would live until he was ready to die. A few weeks before his 100th birthday, he sent for me and said he was ready to go. He died a few days after turning 100. Sometimes negative prophecies can come to you directly from God, either in a dream, trance, or even an audible voice. In such instances, you can meet a prophet who is closer to God than you and ask him to help you. Plead with God to change it. Years ago, a wealthy man who had just given his life to Christ and had been of tremendous help to me in fulfilling God's work, had a dream where God told him to put his house in order because it was time for him to be called home. He came to me and I said, no. I told him, don't worry, I will discuss with my daddy. I told God, Lord, I still need this man here. Please don't take him from me. Don't take him yet. God answered me, and the man lived. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, negative prophecies, even when genuine, can be reversed. Negative prophecies, even when genuine, can be reversed. Are you still pondering on that negative prophecy that you are afraid might come to pass? You can always talk to God. You can always seek the counsel of anointed men of God. And if you're having troubles locating any Bible-believing church around your side, and you need help identifying churches that you can attend to grow your spiritual life, you can always reach out to us on our Instagram handle, praisepalace_radio UK, or you can always reach out to us on our website. Also, our contact information are available for you to reach out to us, and we'll be happy to recommend Bible believing churches close to your area just to build your faith. Thank you for joining us today. But before you go, I would also like you to share this message with someone. Like I always say at the beginning of the show, that you might just be saving a soul by sharing with someone. And if you'd like to do this and you're wondering how you can do this by simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on anyone you would like to listen to. You see the link above. Copy the link and send to somebody today. You can also listen to us live every single morning, 7 a.m. GMT on Praise Palace Radio, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button on our online radio. Our radio station is also available for you on Play Store and Apple Store. Play Store and Apple Store for you to download. And this will give you access to all our amazing shows for the day. It promises to be exciting, and we cannot wait to have you as one of us. Thank you for listening. But before you turn off that dial, we have a special announcement for you after this show. Please stay tuned. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. You can only come this far. And who show the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares. Jesus loves and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you. Just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me. Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.